Yud-Dalet Iyar is this coming Motzoi Shabbos Sunday, and on many calendars, it has Pesach Sheni. And that is the question, do we have a Pesach Sheni today? There's a famous Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch wrote at different times, different places. And one time he writes, I'm sitting here, maybe standing here, between Pesach and Shavuos, and I'm wondering the following question. What if Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt? Would we bring a Karban on Pesach Sheni? So it's actually, I think, a discussion in the Yerushalmi, a dispute in the Yerushalmi. The Minchas Chinuch claims it's nothing to discuss. It's a Gemara in Pesachim, maybe it's a Tosefta, that what is Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni, when Rov Klai Yisrael bring the Karban B'Tahara on Pesach Rishon, so then you have a Pesach Sheni. Basically, it's for the Yechidim. It's for those who missed it and couldn't do it. So that's when you have a Pesach. But if Rov Klai Yisrael B'Tahara, if Rov did it B'Tuma, only a Mia did it B'Tahara, there is no concept of Pesach Sheni. The laws of Pesach Sheni don't apply. So therefore, according to the Minchas Chinuch, there is no Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni does not exist. I mean, Yud-Dalet Iyar exists, but there is no Pesach Sheni. And that's the whole debate, discussion, do we say Tachanun or not on Pesach Sheni? So Minig Ashkenaz is to say Tachanun. Why not? Why shouldn't you say Tachanun? Nothing happening today. There is no Pesach Sheni. And so what about the Svardim? So they said to Zecho HaMikdash. We remember the day that there will be a Pesach Sheni. We will bring Karbanos. So they do it as a Zecher. In fact, is among I think the Shari Tshuva brings it down, other poskim, that so not only don't you say Tachan on the 14th, but some don't say Tachan on the 15th, because on the 15th, that is when they actually ate the Karban. And in fact, that's the whole discussion with matzah. When different minhagim, when you eat matzah, some eat it on the 14th, some eat it on the 15th. So therefore, some have a minhag not to say tachanun on Yud-Dalet and Tes. So in fact, there's a minhag brought down in Hasidic circles. You don't even say tachanun for the whole week. So a piece sowed, Alpi Nister, they bring down, I think it's Hod, it's the time of glory, mystical concept, during the different spheres, and therefore, that's why we don't say Tachanun. However, there's a famous Maisa with the Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe, we know there's halacha that on Pesach, we say Zecho HaMikdash Kehillel. So there's a whole discussion. Do you say it? Do you not? The post can bring down. Is it a hefsek? Should you say it afterwards? Don't say it at all. So that's a big discussion. So one year they say the Belzer Rebbe said Zecho HaMikdash Kehillel. He said it with a lot of kavana b'kol ram. So he asked the following kasha, and then he says, and why matzos umorim yachul? So the Rasha she asked this in Pesachim over there, I think it's Kuf Tezvav, the Belzer Rebbe. Why are we quoting, when we're saying Zechul HaMikdash Kehillel, we're quoting the pasuk matzos umorim yachul? That's the pasuk in Parshas Baloska by Pesach Sheni. We're in Pesach Rishon now. So what are we doing? So the Belzer Rebbe said, why isn't it a hefsek? Why are we talking about Pesach Sheni and Pesach Rishon? And also, what about the hefsek issue? So the Belzer Rebbe said, no, this is a tefillah we're saying. We are in Pesach Rishon, and we're bemoaning the fact we're in Golus. We don't have a Karban Pesach. We're eating the matzah, we're eating the maror, and now we're going to have the sandwich. Zecho Amikdash Kehillel. Please, got to be we're praying on Pesach Rishon that when it comes to Pesach Sheni, we'll be able to bring the Karban. That's the famous Piaf and the Bells of Rebbe. The Kasha is it's against the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, according to the Minchas Chinuch, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that the only time there is no Pesach Sheni, if Rov Chai Yisrael didn't bring the Karban Pesach but Tahara, so then there is no Pesach Sheni. So what's the Bells of Rebbe talking about? That if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he makes it sound we are going to celebrate Pesach Sheni. So there's a famous Meshach Chochma, Parshas Pinchas, where he discusses the issue of the Minchas Chinuch, I think the Tosefta, and he writes that what's the pshat? No, of course the Gemara says unless Rov Chai Yisrael brings a betahara, there's no Pesach Sheni. There'll be no Pesach Sheni. However, what we're going to do on Pesach Sheni, we're going to celebrate Pesach Rishon. It's going to be like the real Pesach. It's going to be a 7-day Yontif, like the 7 days of Pesach. And he quotes them Sukkim. He brings Rayas to it in Navi, showing that the Mehira Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and if it happens when Pesach Rishon was Sheni, you're right. Pesach, how we say, you can't celebrate Pesach Sheni, that's a din for Yechidim. And Rov do it, there are Yechidim who could do it, but not for the Tzibor. However, the Meshach Chachma says, if no one brings it, if no one brings it, so then, like we this year, and the past many years, so then we're going to bring on Pesach Sheni, we're going to celebrate Pesach Rishon. And if it's Pesach Rishon, it's going to be the regular days of 7 days. And that also, so that's how they suggest, that's Pshat in the Chassidish Sfarim, that we don't say Tachanun for 7 days after Pesach Sheni. Because Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to celebrate Pesach for 7 days. And that's how they explain in also, that the Minug, the Avnei Nezer, said you used to eat the Yidavki Tamatzah and Yudalit Iyar. I went out on the 15th. So the Avnei Nezer's concern of there's a prohibition about Tosef and it's a prohibition about Tigra. About Tigra is you don't do the mitzvah fully. So he's concerned that what? If you do it on the 15th, eat it on the 15th, so Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and you end up eating the matzah without doing the full maror and karban, and therefore you'll be violating about Tigra. So, what's the Avnei Nezer talking about? I thought the Gemara says you're not going to bring a Pesach Sheni if there is no Pesach Rishon. So apparently the Avnei Nezer must be working like the Meshach Chochma. It's true there might not be a Pesach Rishon, there might not be a Pesach Sheni, but there'll be a Pesach Rishon. And therefore, he wants to avoid that concern about Tigra. And so that's the Yisod of Pesach Sheni. So that's the reason for the difference. We have the different Minhagim, Ashkenaz, Sfard. Ashkenaz, you say Tachanun because there's no Pesach Sheni. Svarim do it the Zechel of Pesach Rishon. There's interesting minhag among, I think, embroiderers who are actually from Germany, but they have a lot of minhag Svard. They do mincha at Shacharis, but they don't do mincha, they don't do Tachanun. They do Tachanun at Shacharis on Yudalit Iyar, but not in the mincha, because they said that's when you prepared the Karban Pesach, so it was Zechel of Karban. And that's why you have the different minhagim. People eat matzah, leil tezva, people eat it on Yudalit, Shacharis, Mincha, the different minhagim, based on these considerations, and the seven day tachlin is based on either chasidus shesvarim of Hod, or because of the way the Meshach Chachman, the Avnei Nezer, seems to be implying that there'll be a 7 day yontov, and that's the greatness of. In fact, as they used to say, the Litvaks used to make fun of the Chasidim when they said eating matzah on Pesach Sheni. They said Pesach Sheni is for Temeim, not for us. And the Chasidim didn't like that. They said, no, it's for you. It's for Derech Rechoka, for people far away. The Lama Nigara, that's the whole Yisod of Pesach Sheni. I think Rav Sadik writes, it's the Yontov of Yontov of second chances. Lama Nigara, I didn't have a chance to do it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't spell it out. Moshe didn't spell it out. They just said, if you tell me, it was only Tashlumin, it's only if it comes from within. Lama Nigara, it has to come from you. And therefore, that's the Yisod of Pesach Sheni, to be a Pesach Sheni Yid, that you don't, that things bother you, and you want to go ahead and do things that I don't have to do, but it's something things you want to do because you're lacking. That's a Lama Nigara. Why should we lose out? And therefore, our Kaddish will answer, you're right. You feel the pain, you're losing out on the Pesach Rishon, you could go ahead and bring Pesach Sheni, even though we don't have that by other mitzvahs, by Lulav Shofar, by Dafke here, by Pesach Sheni, by the whole Yisod of Pesach Rishon, part of that was the national, that when Klai Yisrael got together for the first time in Yitzias Mitzrayim. So those who missed it later in Mitzrayim, the first time after. So Lama Nigara, so therefore they want to make sure they have a chance to go ahead and bring a Pesach Sheni.